Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome, everyone. Ken Adelou, along with the head coach for the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jacket basketball team, Kevin Wooden. This is the Montana State Billings Coaches Show. And coming off a pair of games this past weekend, Friday night, they took on the University of Mary, suffering their first loss of the season, 73-70, and then came back strong against the Colorado School of Mines, again scoring in the 90s as they pick up a win there, improving on the year to 2-1, if you count the exhibition games, 5-1. Let's get the first one out of the way, Kevin. That was a strange game from the standpoint that I think if you take a look at the lead changes for either team, you know, there was never a big gap between either team. This was just a tight contest kind of from start to finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was, and we knew it would be a close game, before we even played it. I think both teams are evenly matched. They have a little different style than we do, but they have a lot of very good athletes, and I looked for a tough game, and like you said, the game really had a lot of ebb and flows, 5 to 10 point swings, but it did come down to the last minute, and they just made one more play than us.
When you take a look at that performance, and obviously you've been very, very successful this season, scoring in the 90-point range in all three exhibition games, and in also doing very well in terms of your regular season competition. If this was a game where you were held to 70, can that be attributed to something University of Mary was doing? Was it something where things just weren't working out well for you, or was it just kind of a combination of both?
I think it was a combination of several factors, one being we missed 8 free throws in the second half, and we were usually a very good free throw shooting team. I think we missed 11 for the game. So that's if we shoot our normal percentage there, you can add 7 to 8 points alone right there. And our field goal percentage was down 8 to 10%, and part of that was Mary, but we missed a lot of open opportunities and you know, we forced them into 30 turnovers, and usually when you get a statistic like that on somebody, you win. But it just came down to the final minute, and there were a couple close calls that could have went either way. And you know, we still had a shot with, 2 seconds left to win it. So anytime you get to that point in that final minute, anyone can win. And unfortunately, we just came out on the shorter end.
Coach's Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. And we'll be back and talk about the big win over Colorado School of Mines. That's coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelou talking with the head women's coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Kevin Wooden. 73-70, you had the loss to the University of Mary. The good thing about it was, and I think it was a good thing, is that you got to come back quick on Sunday afternoon to face the Colorado School of Mines. The early part of it, pretty tight game, and then you just kind of blew them out in the second half, built that big 20-plus point lead. For the most part, I would imagine you had to be pleased with the way the ladies responded after that tough loss to Mary.
I was. I thought we played a pretty solid game from start to finish. They're a very methodical team, but they have some very solid athletes, so you know, they returned five starters, and we had a very close game when we beat them a year ago. So we knew we'd have our hands full. I felt early in the game the tempo favored us. We really played pretty consistently throughout the first half. We only had three turnovers and made a nice run the last 2 to 3 minutes of the half to get that double-digit lead. And then the second half, we really started well on both ends of the floor, built the lead. Our bench came in, kept it going and stuff. And then really around the six-minute, seven-minute mark, we're pretty control of the game. They just got hot for about 3 or 4 minutes. We did make a couple turnovers. I think we missed 4 out of 5 free throws, including a couple one-on-ones. That gave them possessions, but they knocked down 4 or 5 threes, and all of a sudden it's approximately a 9 or 10 point game with a minute or two to go. But they didn't get any closer than that, so it might have got a little bit of a scare, but we had earned that lead, so it was a really good win over a good team.
A lot of times during this ball game, you actually had underclassmen all out on the floor at the same time. There were times when you'd have maybe one senior out there, and then the rest of them were underclassmen. So the great thing about that win over the Ore Diggers was you got an opportunity to play a lot of girls, and for that matter, give those girls a lot of minutes.
Yeah, and hopefully that will pay off later in the season. At this point, we're definitely a lot deeper as far as our bench than we were a year ago, and I think that's going to help us. We can really play a lot of versatile players at the same time and spread people out, and we just got some great contributions. Manny Jacobs, Quinn Halverson, Melissa Porter scored her first basket, did a couple nice plays for us in just coming in for a couple minutes to rest Kayla. I thought Callie Kausman played very well. She handled the ball better. I think she had 4 assists with 0 turnovers. And then, you know, we know we're going to get solid play from a lot of our starters, and, you know, they're experienced. But right now, I feel very good about our rotations and that we're able to continue to do the philosophy that we want to.
You have freshmen in, and you know they're going to make freshman-type mistakes, and certainly they do make a few of those, but the things I really like about your freshmen is that, they may make a few of those, but they also make plays that you don't expect to see from freshmen, and we're talking about Callie Kautzman, a couple of, looky-loo passes, very quick. Quinn, who's just a sophomore this year, you know, continues to just seem like she, every time she comes off the bench, it seems like she makes a big play, whether it be a steal or hitting a three. You did mention Melissa Porter, who came in and got that nice bucket on the nice pass. They make mistakes, but at the same time, they tend to make those plays that you usually kind of assign to veterans.
Yeah, they just have a lot of confidence in their abilities, and I see it in practice. Some of our most toughest stretches in practice are when we play kind of our returners against some of the new ones. They hang in there, and they've been played some great minutes there. And they have a lot of real smart players. Callie Stanhope, Quinn Halverson, they don't make a lot of mistakes. Manny Jacobs is just so much improved, and it's really just going to pay dividends if we get into foul trouble or injuries, that we know we can go to people that have already been able to be successful on the court.
You talked about it, the fact, you know, last year you didn't have any seniors. This year you've got 4. How big of a help is that to the younger girls, do you think, that they're able to come in and, they've got somebody like a Jen Smith to kind of take them to the side and say, you know, maybe kind of take a leadership role, you know, almost as a second coach, you know, and to say, hey, this is what you need to do, or an Alira Carpenter taking one of the freshmen or sophomores to the side. How helpful is that when compared to last year?
Well, I think it really helps. You'd have to ask them on if they're already doing that. We think so. Jen and Alira are very good captains. They really keep a pulse on our team and want them to be close on and off the court, because to be really effective, especially on the defensive end, you've got to have a lot of communication and trust. So they work hard on setting the tone for our team, and they're just great individuals as people. You can trust on their, they're very good students. They're going to graduate. They get great grades. They're just loyal supporters of our program. So anytime you have your oldest players on your team are positive models, that's got to pay off, because as a coach, you can't you know, be there all the time for every little situation that occurs both on and off the court. You want the players to deal with that, and that's really what life's about. So we're very lucky in that we have strong leadership this year, and I think anytime you have seniors, then you also have maybe a greater sense of urgency than we did a year ago. But another thing to think about with our start is last year we were a pretty good team too, but we just had really a tough stretch on the road to begin the season. So this year it has been nice to be at home, but true test will be over the next few weeks when we start to play away from Billings.
I got to ask you just real quickly about Alira Carpenter, and then we'll take a break. You know, the interesting thing about Alira is she really, you know, which was unusual for her, she struggled early the other night. She tends to get off to pretty good starts and just continues to roll. Then at the end of the game, she's right around 20 points, and you're like, my God, how did that happen? You know, sometimes I think Alira could score 10 points just laying down and taking a nap. But you're just going to get points from her regardless of what kind of the ebb and the flow of the game is. Again, it's just a consistent performer, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a fabulous scorer. She has the ability to, first of all, she's an extremely well-conditioned athlete. She can play forever. She works very hard in the off season to get stronger, and her stamina is just unbelievable. So she has the ability to stay focused on a perimeter shot even when she's very tired, and that's hard to do. But late in the game, if a game is close, she's going to have the ball a lot, and then she's a terrific foul shooter, so she scores that way. But she has just the total repertoire of moves. She can score in the post. She has the in-between game now. She can actually make some running kind of shots that you really can't teach. She just has a tremendous touch, and she will, no matter how many defenses try to stop her, she will consistently be able to score. And because of the way they have to pay attention to her, other people on our team are going to have great opportunities and need to take advantage of it.
One thing that sort of tickles me, I always sort of have a running bet with myself, is every time at the start of the game or at the halftime break, Alira is the very last person that actually gets over there for last-minute instructions, because she's going to take that last shot. I mean that in a very positive way. Sometimes coaches are saying, "Get over here, get over here," but she's going to get every shot she can get in when she's got that break.
That's just her routine, and obviously it works, so we're not going to mess with it. She likes to take those last few shots, and if you know Alira, she's in the gym all the time, whether it's she can find a coach to rebound for her, or just herself, or a friend of hers. Nobody spends more time working on their game than her, and it's really nice to see that it's paid off for her.
We're going to take a quick break. The Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholtz, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the third and final segment of this Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden.
Yellowstone County Implement, your John Deere dealer in Billings, is your headquarters for John Deere Ag, Lawn, and Garden, Compact, and Utility Tractors, Commercial Mowing, and Compact Construction Equipment. At Yellowstone County Implement, we back our equipment with a highly trained and experienced service staff and a huge parts inventory. Stop and see us at 5121 Midland Road, just east of the Holiday Inn, and find out why Yellowstone County Implement is the place to buy.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue along with Kevin Wooden. For the first time this year, I'm not going to have an opportunity to see the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets in action, as they're going to be on the road Friday and Saturday against Minnesota Crookston and the University of Mary. You know, it's a whole different animal on the road. Obviously, you get an opportunity to take on University of Mary again. That's good. But talk about the general mentality of a team. You know, it's interesting. I mean, it's still 10 feet high, the basket and everything else. The dimensions are essentially the same. What is it different about the road as opposed to being at home, even apart from the fact that you're sleeping in a strange bed or what have you, that makes it so difficult?
Well, I that's a tough question, but if you look at any athletic avenues, whether it's professional to college, at whatever sport, I mean, it's just it's teams on the at home play better than they do on the road. And I mean, you'd like to say that you're always going to play as well on the road, but no, it's a great challenge. And the first thing is mental. It's definitely tougher to travel somewhere. You're not in your own environment. Yes, maybe the basket's the same height and the floor's the same, but the background behind the basket is totally different. So, and if you run up and down your own gym floor millions of times and then you go to somewhere else, it just has a different feel to it. So your concentration level has to be at a great level, and then all of your team, and then you know, the things, there's lots of factors that can then come into play. So it is an area, though, that the best teams, if you want to be one of the top teams in your league or something, you're going to have to break through and have some big road wins. And this week we have an opportunity, a neutral site game with Crookston, much improved over a couple of years. We've never played them since I've been here, so we're looking forward to them. And obviously we have great respect for Mary, and they beat us once already this year in a close game, and we hope that we're able to turn the tables. But it'll be a great challenge for us this weekend.
Yeah, the thing I think about road games is there's really, you don't have the room for error that you might have at home. You know, you really got to hit your free throws. You know, you got to limit the turnovers, those type of things, which at home sometimes, you know, you can have stretches where you can kind of get away with some mistakes. You know, really, when you're on the road, you really have to pretty much eliminate those as much as possible, don't you?
I agree. It's you just need to play not the perfect game, but just a real solid game and just take advantage of any opportunities. But rarely can you play poorly and win on the road. But maybe at home you might not shoot as well, but you'll have something else to cover up. But this team, we did play in a tough environment at Rocky to open the season, and I like the way that we came out and played there. So hopefully this year's team maybe understands what it takes, and we'll find out.
What do you see as the real keys to being successful on the road this weekend in terms of some of those things you've tried to shore up this week?
Well, we'll have to be able to guard the interior. Mary's very good, very physical, bigger than us, and Crookston has great size too. So we have to be able to defend inside, which means we'll try to get our tempo going. But we have to be able to rebound consistently in order to start our fast break attack on offense. And if we can do that, I think we'll have a great chance of winning.
Okay, Coach Wooden, best of luck to you this weekend, and should mention that their next home game will be Saturday, December 6th, as they face Metro State at 2 p.m., and then, of course, it's off to the islands as they take on Hawaii Pacific, Shepherd, and Chaminade December 15th through the 18th. Best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you, Ken.
Coach's show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Danny Manholt, Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Ken A. DeBlue, again, welcome you back to Alterowitz Gym coming up Saturday, December 6th, as they return home from that road trip to take on Metro State. Thank you, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.